Greetings, magnificent souls, to the Lily Bewley podcast, where we have open and honest discussions about ourselves. This is your host, Lily Bewley, and I'm honored to have conversations here with thought leaders, visionaries, healers, and even solo conversations with myself about things I am currently reflecting on. This is a place where we break down, break away, and break through our emotional trauma, allowing ourselves to be healthy, be happy, and live a peaceful life. We are tired of being sick and tired. We are tired, but we are not giving up. We know that there is something magnificent inside of us. And because we are fighting daily, hourly, and by the minute, fighting ourselves, our jobs, our unhappiness, we have to do things differently. We have to break the cycle. We don't have a million chances. We have to be happy now. We have to find a way. So how do we do that? How is that possible? If you look around at what society is telling you, they tell you that what we're doing is impossible. Yet it's happening every single day. And it's happening through the practice and the love that we call awakening the magnificent soul. We are all magnificent souls, and these are our stories of healing. Today in episode 153, I welcome Adrienne Hall to the show to chat about 5D crystalline emotion. Before we get into the show, don't forget to let me know your thoughts about this episode or anything you would like me to cover on future podcasts by dropping me a DM on Instagram. Remember, it is a safe place and I would welcome the discussion. And also a request, if you are enjoying the show, please rate and share and review so we can get the word out to more and more souls who want to heal. And now on to today's episode. Adrienne Hall was a marriage and family therapist for 17 years. She is now a channel for crystalline emotion. She's a new paradigm life coach that helps women revolutionize and rewire their emotional system so that they can create and attract high value relationships. Please enjoy this conversation with Adrienne Hall. All right, Adrienne, welcome to the show, my friend. I'm excited to have this conversation with you, and you are an amazing healer and person, so I'm super excited for today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, my pleasure, my pleasure. Welcome to the show. I'm going to just start off with a bang. And so you specialize in something that is totally unknown to me. But I feel like, you know, as you know, like I work in love and relationships as well with my clients and my community. And I feel like that there may be some kind of through lines and throughputs about what we do. So I'd love to kind of discover that today and see if that's true. But you specialize in something called 5D crystalline emotion. 5D crystalline emotion. Like, what is this? How did this come about? Can you tell us more about that, please?
Yeah, for sure. So it is something new to most people, like when they hear that, like crystalline emotion, like what? Mm-hmm. But when I start to explain it, you'll be like, yes. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, we all, and this is going to get a little bit woo-woo for everybody. So
good.
All dimensions exist at once, right? So our 3D body is here. It's our physical body. And then if you think about it, kind of like Russian nesting dolls, there's like, you know, all the dolls go out. And as mm-hmm. the dolls get bigger, those are the dimensions. Mm-hmm. So we have the ability to perceive all dimensions at once, but our consciousness, you know, is in the process of getting more expanded over time. That's why so many people are going through spiritual awakenings, right? Mm-hmm. So the like 5D is easier for us to access than like 12D, let's say. So what happens with emotion is we have a 3D emotion, let's say like jealousy, anger, sadness. And what happens when we actually complete the emotion, we let it move through our body and move to completion, what starts to open up is a higher frequency of that same emotion. So for example, 3D sadness, the 5D version of that is honoring. And you can already feel that when you experience something where you're like deeply touched. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can kind of see that. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I'll tell you like a little illustration of that. My sister, when she had her second child, my niece, I was on my way to the hospital, and my family's probably like all of us here. Families have you know, checkered history. There's a lot of difficulty. <For sure. laughs> And in my whole life, I'd felt kind of like family. Okay, family. Like, it's kind of an obligation. Like, I love you and all the things, but it's like, you know, I'd gone back and forth about whether or not I even want to have my own family. Mm-hmm. And so I'm on my way to the hospital to meet my niece, and tears are just flowing, like sadness, like the kind of tears where you're like, I can barely drive right now because it's many tears. And I, you know, like I was just surprised. Like, I didn't know what was hitting me, you know? And once I got through the experience, like all of those tears like completed through my body. I didn't try to figure anything out. I was just letting it all come through. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like I even talked about it, because like my emotions are not the main point in someone being, you know, my niece being born. But what came on the other side of that is how important family is to me. Mm-hmm. Like, how deeply important my family is to me, how deeply important family in general is to me. And I just never had contact with that before because of so many of the experiences that were there in the past. And so that alchemy of the sadness being able to complete through my body and turn into honoring, mm-hmm. really such a thing that changed big things in my life, how I interact at family events, how I treat those relationships, the way I'm in communication, you know, what I want for my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of times what will happen when we experience a 3D emotion is that we are like, well, gotta like use my coping strategies, and we actually interrupt what's happening. We interrupt the alchemy that's there and possible. Mm-hmm. The other thing that is there is that we store emotions in our body when we don't complete them. Mm-hmm. And all of those emotions have been stored by our ancestors. Mm-hmm. So, and through lifetimes, if we're going to be woo-woo about it, you know, people mm-hmm. will talk about like the witch wound and, you know, well, I was burned at the stake for bringing my gifts forward into the world. And so we have those emotions in our DNA. Mm-hmm. And so when emotions come up now in our daily life, it's also activating the incomplete emotions that have been there mm-hmm. generations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those incomplete emotions are holding energy and information for us. So when we complete them, all of that rises to the surface, raises our frequency, and we're able to see with expanded perception mm-hmm. and our frequency raises. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So creative solutions come forward. Life trajectories change mm-hmm. as a result of being able to actually complete emotion and move it into the higher frequency.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. So there's 3D, which is probably the emotion that we're all familiar, like the emotions that we're all kind of familiar with, like the whole, all of society is familiar with, that fear, maybe sadness, anger, what have you. Is there a 4D, or does it skip? This is just a silly question. Is there a 4D, or does, this is me being really analytical. Is it 4D or, and then go 5D, or does it go straight?
Like just straight through.
Okay. So this is what I'm hearing, and this is how like I'm processing what you just said. So there's this, the things that we are like probably familiar with here, like on Earth, you know, like the things that are happening in us daily, anxiety, overwhelm, all the things. And I'm absolutely in agreement with you that normal society will try to mitigate those symptoms, or we'll try to ourselves to manage the symptoms and change our mindset or whatever. But, and I have experienced exactly what you're talking about as well. So I'm with you. And the 5D aspect for you is the way that I think of, is it kind of making meaning and bringing it to how it's like, how is that valuable? Asking that question, like, how is that valuable to me? Obviously, we know all the somatic processes, you and I, like, you know, let them move through you to complete, to get, you know, to release all of that stuff. But I also hear, like, is it kind of just, it's understanding why they're there and then seeing maybe how that serves us, or maybe what the purpose is. Is that around? Am I circling kind of in my words?
Yeah, you're actually like, it's a really beautiful thing that you're saying, because when we, that's how we start to be able to think. Yeah. Like our mind can get to the 5D place when we look at the function of something versus the subjective nature of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is, like, if we're looking at what it kind of makes you do, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my anger actually made me clarify some boundaries. Oh, my jealousy actually clarified my desires. Like, the emotion itself is not necessarily low vibrational. It's just what we do with it, what we do with ourselves around that emotion that creates the lower vibration. Got when it. We start to think of, like, what's the function of this?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we begin to interact with emotion in a more clean way.
Mm-hmm.
We can see the value of it. Mm-hmm. But even further, the value is everything that we desire already exists, right? Because everything mm-hmm. exists at once.
Mm-hmm.
So what's actually happening is when you have emotions, it's almost like a little like vibrational thread that's coming from the thing that you want. Like in this case, let's say a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you're moving toward a relationship. There are little pulses, like vibrational threads coming from that space where you're already in that relationship. And the way you come into contact with it is through the 3D emotion. So when mm-hmm. you metabolize that emotion, it moves you closer to where that relationship mm-hmm. actually mm-hmm. is.
Got it.
So like you know, you might do a lot of work in your work around like self-worth and self-love,
mm-hmm.
right? There are certain feelings that make someone start to dedicate themselves to loving themselves more. You see how that's kind of like the opening. And then when you move mm-hmm. through that, mm-hmm. you're actually moving closer to that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds very similar. It sounds like, you know, and I don't know if you agree, but like, you know, if you're listening and you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? Let me just say, like, at least for me, this has not happened all at once for me. I'm sure, you know, I don't know if you would agree, Adrian, but like, it's not like I have fear, and I'm also still human. So I still get stuck, you know, in my daily life with, like, even today, you know, a little, you know, anxiety and all of that stuff, but I do have my tools and I do have my practices and I do have my support as well. But it's not just a process of here's fear and then it means something. Like, what is it like? Can you try? I know this is like really like ethereal, but like, can you try to like walk somebody through like what that looks like? Like, how would that happen when they try to tap in? If they're tired, you know, the intro to this podcast, and we're tired of being sick and tired. Like, if they're tired of just, yeah. you know, of just being in this state that they can't get out of, like, how can they really start to alchemize that 3D to the 5D?
Such a beautiful question. So really, like, it begins with those somatic practices, right? Well, I guess it begins with knowing, like, all right, what's up? Like, oh, okay, I had anxiety. I'm feeling anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling despair about like, oh, it'll never happen, mm-hmm. right? Or like, oh, I feel so damaged, right? Like, of course I can't have this relationship because I'm so like, ugh, I have so many issues, you know? But you know, it's first identifying like, okay, what is that emotion that's there? Is it feeling discouraged? Is it feeling afraid? Is it feeling despair? And then really, because if we don't know, if we're not with the emotion, we're trying to run from it.
Yes, 100%.
We first have to meet it. And then it really requires a slowing down because there is such a culture of immediacy around getting relief. And I don't know. Yeah, I don't think we talked about this, but I have a 17-year background of being a marriage and family therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So in the medical model of therapy, we're after relief.
Mm-hmm.
After relief. And the thing is, relief is kind of like the booby prize.
Mm-hmm.
There's something so much bigger than relief available. Sometimes we need relief because we're flooded with emotion. If you're flooded with discouragement, fear, you know, frustration, then we do have to pull the parachute of relief and actually get ourselves like grounded.
Right.
But as long as you're okay breathing with the emotion, then don't try to stop it. Literally be with it. Can I be with this? Can mm-hmm. I be with this? Can I be with this? And like slow it way, way, way down.
Right.
I've actually pulled over while driving to be with an emotion,
mm-hmm.
you know, because otherwise what happens is we go up into our head and go like, and then try to do all these things. And it's like, no. Can I be with this in my body? Okay. Where is it? Okay. I feel that like thing in my chest, and you be with it until it changes. Cause it will change if you let yourself be with it. And so when it starts to change, there's something that starts to happen. That's what I call alchemy. And when we sit with it and we just let it be there and we don't try to open the, you know, bud, we don't try to like open the flower before it's ready to bloom, mm-hmm. just be with it. And then there's information that just starts to bubble to the surface. And even if you don't know what the 5D version of an emotion is, you're experiencing it anyway, because this is natural to us. Mm-hmm. This is not new. This has been in us the whole time. So when I work with people and they're, you know, we do the process of completing an emotion, they'll say something that is literally the 5D version of the emotion, and they don't even know what it is.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So, mm-hmm. you know, your body knows what to do, but we just have to get out of the way. And when we do that, we stop being afraid of emotion. And when we do that, we really let life take its course to bring us closer to what it is that we're creating, which in the case of your audience is a relationship. Mm-hmm. If we're constantly looking for relief or looking for someone else to fill something for us, we're not actually creating the relationship we desire.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's so good. Thank you so much for that. And I love, yeah, I think the thing that came to me with that explanation and the highlight for me is that being with it, at least from my perspective, is not about pushing it away. And I think that that's a super important mindset shift. You know, you talked about kind of the way society, like we're looking for these quick fixes. And it's not symptom oppression anymore, especially with emotion. Right. And for some reason, it was just important for me to say, like, being with it, the intention of that is really not to push it away and let it go away. Because you, like, you know, it does eventually go away. It does eventually kind of like alchemize. It feels like, for me, it feels like water sifting through like a sifter or something like that. It eventually kind of just, it does kind of dissipate the power and the strength and all that stuff. But I think it's important to go into that, at least for me, that kind of process, not with the intention of making it go away or numbing it or whatever it is, because I like, yeah, that's probably just a different part coming in.
Yeah. And I love that, because I think this is the missing piece. I see so many women, especially having done so much incredible work on themselves, like into years of therapy, like, you know, read so many books, like mm-hmm. really dealt with so much of their stuff, mm-hmm. but they're still kind of like, what in the F? Like, what the mm-hmm. fuck? Like, mm-hmm. Why can't I move past this point? Mm-hmm. And especially in relationship, mm-hmm. you know, it's very discouraging, like how much work you've done on yourself. It feels like no one else is there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, am I looking for a needle in a haystack here? And the thing about it is, what we've been taught about using all the skills that we've learned in therapy is to stop something. Use your skills, do the breath work, use your somatic practices to be with it. Mm-hmm. Not exactly. To stop it.
Exactly. Huge mindset shift.
Yes.
So hopefully we just saved a lot of people years of anxiety and angst by saying that.
Yes. And it's a healing loop, because what we're doing is we're constantly interrupting the emotion, mm-hmm. which is going to make sure that it's incomplete. Mm-hmm. But it will come back again. And then all of a sudden, the next time the discouragement, the despair, the thing comes back, you're like, what the fuck? I already was with this. Mm-hmm.
But I already did this, Lily.
And then you start to think like, oh, well, I'm so damaged. I'm so fucked up. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, that's a healing loop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The way out of a healing loop is to actually let it go all the way through you. Mm-hmm. Let it complete. And it feels scary. Mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
It's scary. Like, oh, if I let this be, then I'm never going to come out of this hole of discouragement. But what we actually don't realize is there's a whole portal on the other side of it. Absolutely. That we've been taught to avoid.
Yep. 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how does your, thank you for all of that. Hopefully that's a little bit more clear to the people out there, and go back and re-listen, you know, if you need to. What's the connection for you in your work with the 5D crystalline emotion and the new paradigm relationships? I'm curious about what is new paradigm relationships to you?
Yeah. Oh, I love this. It's so juicy. So conversation. So for me, when I think about new paradigm relationships, you know, we want to think about like where relationships are coming from, right? So like in generations past, there was more like, you know, marriage and family were about surviving, right? Like need, for lack of a better word, like kind of almost like a business, right? Like these people play these different roles and you make it work because everybody has their part. And then it evolved into kind of more of like a, like love-based, like personal satisfaction, like, oh, okay, like I'm with you because I love you and because we have shared interests and this is enjoyable, right? And so it got really into that, and which is a beautiful thing because then you're moving beyond survival. But it gets very into this like you complete me kind of vibe, just codependency, right?
Jerry Maguire.
And like every love song that's ever written is all about like you make me feel and you complete me. And but as we move into new paradigm relationship, we're actually shedding the codependency aspects of it. So that we're not looking for relief in relationship. We're not looking for rescuing. We're actually looking for expansion through relationship. Right. So the more whole I become, the more free we are to be more of who we are and what this relationship can be. I'm not looking for you to heal me. I'm not looking for you to complete me. I'm not looking for you to meet all of my needs. Instead, I know that my happiness is my responsibility and that everything that comes up between us is for our growth versus trying to fill a hole in each other. Because that old way of codependency is setting people up for misery. Not possible for someone to meet all of your needs. In fact, the design of relationship is activation for growth.
Absolutely. I'm in it.
And I think about this, if we want to take it to like the traditional psychology, I'm sure you know Harville Hendricks and Helen Hunt, their work, the imago, like the imago, we're meant to re-experience the imago with people. We have such a sophisticated way of picking the exact person who's going to do that for us.
Yep.
What we don't know is that the imago is meant to be recreated so that we can have a do-over, not so we can be re-traumatized.
Right.
But we don't know.
Yeah. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Yeah, definitely. It's wild. You know, it's just so wild for me. I did a podcast about this with one of my other good friends, and secure attachment. It sounds like secure attachment basically is a new paradigm relationship or conscious relationship or, you know, any other, you know, a new paradigm. I love new paradigm. That sounds amazing because, you know, like I said, it's it does feel like a new paradigm that I'm living in right now with my current relationship. And it is a constant, it's not even work, you know, relationships aren't hard work. Relationships are really just a huge willingness for me on both parties to be available and present for that, the shitstorm that is like, again, that growth, that the evolution that is meant to happen between two people. And that's like today in particular, you know, this is going to come out in, you know, later on down the line, but today has been a challenging day in Lily's life and relationship. And even so, it's just wild because it is so true, but it's also so unfamiliar.
Yes.
And at least in my life, and I'm sure, you know, people listening as well, you know, this whole idea of you have to love yourself and be complete with yourself in order for other people to love you. It's such a wild, especially if we're healing, you know, those codependency patterns. It's a wild fucking thing when you really experience it in real life. And it's so hard to describe. There's something else that you said that I missed, but go ahead. I don't know if you have any commentary on that.
Yeah, I think that's it's such a hard thing. Like when we're in the relationship journey and we're like, oh, we have to love ourselves for someone else to love us. Like sometimes it feels like, God damn it. Like, but the thing for me that like makes it so livable is that it's happening all of the time. Like loving ourselves so that someone else can love us isn't something like I have to do this first and so then this comes. It's every day, in every emotion that comes up, in every interaction that comes up, can I love it?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Can I love it? Can I love this person through this? Can I look at this like I'm here to grow with you through this about the fucking dishes or whatever?
For real.
And I really love what you said, because you're like, today's been a hard day in Lily's life. I'm like, yeah, because I really think that transparency is so important. I don't care if someone's been a relationship coach for, you know, 20 years. I really hope they're still experiencing the things.
Mm-hmm. All the things. I hope so too.
Cause we're infinite beings. So mm-hmm. expansion never stops. We're not going to like get there one day when the only thing you experience is love, happiness, pure joy.
Yeah.
That's not realistic. And also we'd be freaking bored.
Yeah. And thanks Disney for that. Thanks Disney. There was something else too. Dang, I lost it again. My dissociation is kicking in. That's what I always say. I think, you know, it's I don't know, Adrian, I lost it.
Okay. If it's meant to be, it'll come back.
It will. But you know what, you're okay, I got it. It's back. So like, you know, we as women, I have a good mix of women and men listening to the show, and I know that. Especially as women, it is very different. It is kind of a new paradigm, because we can take care of ourselves in all aspects of our lives. You know, we can have great friends, we can try or have great relationship with family. You know, we can have, you know, if you have a family, you can still have a family and be a single mom. It's hard, no doubt. I have clients, you know, that are doing that, and they're freaking healing work. They're badasses. So it's not like we need that person, you know, to, like you said, to complete us or anything really. I think the thing that's really, really missed, and it's really, really nuanced, is what you said. And this is the way that I've experienced my complete paradigm shift, and with my relationship and myself, is that idea of we can still be whole and complete and have someone come into our life that I forgot what word you use, but I call it like enhancement, you know, fulfillment. I think of it just as like a dial on an old school radio. Like I'm set and I'm bright and I'm amazing, but you know, I would be lying to say if he doesn't help me shine brighter, if he doesn't, you know, help me express myself louder, if he doesn't help my nervous system, like stay calm in other, you know, shit storms where I would have to do all the regulation by myself, which I still do. Like, it's not all on him. And like, I'm still doing my thing. And I think it's just really important to say that you can still be independent, right? We can still be independent, and we can invite the right person in our lives to fucking to turn that up, because that's what we're all here to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that actually not having to depend on a relationship for your well-being or survival or happiness makes the possibility for how bright relationship can make you. It makes that possibility even greater. Mm-hmm. If you have that like dependence or that like need, there is kind of like it strangles it a little bit, mm-hmm. even if we're not trying to. But when we continuously are using the experience for enhancement, for expansion, for both of us, both people are becoming brighter. And that's really like the dream that Harville Hendricks talks about. Like, I saw him talk at UCLA and he was like, my entire vision for the world is healthy relationships, because healthy relationships overflow into life. People who are in healthy relationships are overflowing with love and have so much to give. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and so that's what changes the world. And I love that so much, because I feel it's so true.
That is very true. I agree. And yes, big love to, you know, the people that we are working with and our purpose and everything like that. Cause, you know, that's something that, yeah, I've really attached to myself with my business in the last maybe year or two, is really just trying to figure out ways to help people love, basically. Yeah. So, yeah.
There was one other thing I wanted to say about that. What I was going to say is also, because in relationship, there's a mirror in a way that most other relationships cannot reach. There's a mirror to different parts of ourselves that we don't have access to without that intimacy. Mm-hmm. know, and bringing that to light increases our power, increases our love. And sometimes the way it begins is seeing something that seems unbecoming or is the source of a fight, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Awesome. You are amazing. I love our chats. I love all of our chats. Tell me, is there anything kind of up for you right now that we did not cover? Anything that you feel like you need to express?
No, I feel like we got to talk about emotions and relationships, and I feel that's what I really wanted to talk about.
Good. Yay. Wonderful. Thank you for being here. Tell everybody where they can find you, and also what are you working on right now?
Yeah. So the very best place to find me is on Instagram at 5D Crystalline Emotion. I love to hang out there. That's where I share most of my wisdom and downloads. I love to hang out in stories. So come hang out with me there. At the time that this will be released, we will be in eclipse season. And if I haven't really talked about it, crystalline emotion is also connected to what's happening in the cosmos, because what's happening in the cosmos helps to activate some of the emotions that need to be activated on our creative process. Mm-hmm. So in eclipse season, I'm starting a 3-month thing where there's a training about crystalline emotion, and then there's a group coaching call. So you can get coached on how to make that shift from 3D to 5D, because we can understand it intellectually, but then when we're like in the doing it ourselves, we're like, hey, what? How did this go? So I will be starting that in October. Awesome. Along with eclipse season. And then there will be a program that happens in the holidays to really be able to open up the gifts that come from family interactions in the holidays, because when we're with our family, we get to see all the things, and we can use those things as portals rather than it being something that's like, that again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I will link all of that in the show notes, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, y'all, how much did you enjoy that conversation with Adrian? Adrian is one of those people in my life that I'm just so grateful for. She's a friend, she's a colleague, she does amazing work, so supportive of everything that I do, and she's really just a beautiful person, and she's so, so spot on about our emotions. And what I love about this conversation is that she really helped me kind of land, for me in my process, kind of helped me land about what was happening inside of me. And I had these experiences of, you know, all the work that I've been doing with myself and my clients, I'd had these experiences before of, you know, being with my emotions. I learned a long time ago to be with them. And that's what I teach my clients to do. And really just making that like the number one priority in my life. But it helped me land about just conceptualizing and understanding the purpose of why it's important to let these emotions complete their cycle and to move through, and what happens on the other side of that. And on the other side is just this, and it takes time, you know, like we talked about in the episode, but on the other side is really just this peace and this awareness and this presence and this, like, you know, the relationships on top of all of the great things that can come to you when you're actually feeling fully aligned within yourself. That's the way that I can, the best way that I can describe it. But I do hope you enjoyed this conversation with Adrian. She's an amazing practitioner, an amazing friend, an amazing coach. A few things before we close up today. Don't forget to take the Feminine Dating Archetype quiz if you haven't yet done that, to reveal your blocks to love and find your true love match. Also, if you do want to support the show, you can support the show with a link in the show notes. I would love that. Like I said, I love to buy coffee. If you want to support the show, you've been here for a minute, I would really love your support. You can elect for 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. That goes towards the energy that I put out, the staff that I hire to bring this to fruition and to life. If you do want to figure out if working with me is something good for you where you are right now, if you want to call in your epic love relationship, if you want to love the dating process, if you want to really up level and make those changes, I have three programs open right now, ranging from like $47 a month to $3,000 a month. There's really no reason why, you know, I really wanted to make it so anyone could come and join and start healing because the world needs this. You can go to the link in the show notes for a complimentary love audit. And then lastly, just remember, you are loved and you are supported. I'm so grateful you are here. Thank you for doing the work on yourself and thank you for growing and healing because we all need it. The world needs it. And I really thank God for you. Thank you so much for being here and we'll see you next time.